Ready to go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Who's the best show here? Getting my bet new pair of sweatpants.
Who's the best show here?
Tech Show!
Who's the best show here?
Tech Show!
Alright, that's pretty good. That's the best one yet.
Pizza.
Don't be hating on my household attire, okay? I don't go to Walmart like this.
Showtime!
When you were making egg foo young in the kitchen, I was in the dining room having sushi.
It's the Little Thing Tech Show, and that's a fact. If you don't like the cast, you can stick it up your ass. Ain't no funny duddies that a Lincoln bat. For the strongman, go direct to DLNTS.org. And the IC channel is LinuxTech.net. Bound Tech Show. Just sit right there, cause the castle's just about to begin.
Yeah, welcome to episode 880 of the Linux Link Tech Show. On the show tonight, we have Pat. I think he's working on his audio.
Maybe.
And we have... Wait, he was just about to speak.
Joel.
No, Pat. I don't hear
him. Pat.
I see it go blue. Well, hopefully you can get it worked out.
Mm-hmm.
We got Joel.
Good evening. And YouTube's back up. At least it is for me.
It is. Yeah.
Historic
That's
night.
That's a pretty major outage, man. I mean, YouTube being down, it's like, I don't remember the last time YouTube was down.
That was a good, like, 20 minutes to a half hour, wasn't it?
Yep. About that. Yeah, I got off work, had our handoff call. The
Pot left channel and disconnected.
Change. Oh, it's just me and you. Oh, well. Pat must be having issues. I got off at 7:30. We moved our shift up because of the time change, and India doesn't change time, but we do. So in order for them to have the same time as they usually have, we moved our shifts up an hour, which I'm perfectly happy with that because it gives me an hour between the end of my shift and an hour until showtime on Wednesdays when I'm on call. I'm on call this week. In any event, I go sit down on the couch to watch a little YouTube before the show and nothing. It's like, and it's kind of weird how it exhibited itself. The app itself, everything on the app, like unless you actually try to play a video, everything worked. Even, you know how it does that, the preview where it might start to play a little bit, but there may not be any audio, and you'll see the little bars move up and down. I was even seeing that, too, for the most part. I wasn't seeing the video play, but I was seeing, you know, it looked normal until you tapped on a video. and then nothing. It would just spin and spin and spin and spin. And then right before the show here, like right as we were starting, I loaded up YouTube on my browser here, and everything on the left-hand side in the title bar would load, except for the icons on the right would not load, you know, like which usually has your profile picture and the button to add videos, and there's that, I don't know what you call it, but basically you click the thing to the left of the bell to get to other Google services, you know, like Gmail and whatnot. Then there's the bell where your little alerts come in when your subscription things. So none of that loaded, and then nothing in the center of the screen loaded either. But now it's up for me anyway. I just tried it, so it looked like it's fine, working fine. So, but that's a big deal. I'm sure YouTube lost a little revenue there probably. From their ads, but
yeah, you know, I feel bad now because my daughter, like I said, thought she broke her phone because she couldn't get to the internet. I mean, she couldn't get to YouTube, and I was cleaning up and stuff, and then I went and just looked on my laptop and pulled up YouTube, and it looked fine. I didn't click on anything. And I said, oh, it should be back up, but they went off and did something different, I guess.
Yeah, because I pay for YouTube Premium because I watch so much YouTube. That's, yeah, I watch it more than I watch Fubo.
Now, I don't want to launch into any conspiracy theories, but if you look at this, YouTube's down. It comes back. Suddenly Joe's here.
Yeah. Right?
Connection? I don't know.
He was hacking it, huh, Joe?
That's what it was. What went down? Yeah.
YouTube.
YouTube was down
for like a half hour.
That's weird. I haven't watched it YouTube totally... at all today, really. Well, I probably should have.
Yeah.
But I've been catching up. I'd never watched Big Bang Theory, so.
That makes two of us.
I'm on like season 5 now.
I watched it in pieces, but I've never binged watched it or anything. Not like I watched like over the weekend. I ended up watching and getting caught up on Star Trek Discovery, which is pretty good. Haven't watched any of The Mandalorian yet since it started back up again.
I watched the first episode, but I think it's on like the second or third one now. So I'm not far behind.
Something like that. Yeah, I'm not either. I'll probably end up watching that this weekend, considering my Buckeyes football game got canceled because the Maryland team has COVID.
Nice.
They have 8 cases of it.
Now, I want to say no spoilers. We just started watching The Mandalorian season 1.
Good, isn't it? Good, isn't it?
We are now up to, what is it, episode... We didn't watch... We're about ready to watch episodes 7 and 8. We're going to do that tomorrow. And I have to say, I got to give him credit, man.
It's better Star Wars than the movies were.
That show made me... like, excited about the Star Wars universe again.
Yep.
I'm like,
yeah. Let's face it, the movies were a shit show.
Now, I do have one complaint, and this will not spoil it. My only complaint, I keep saying this almost every episode, I'm like, why the hell can't he land his ship where he needs to go?
Yep.
They might kill a couple of plot points, but...
It's funny, I'm actually wearing a... Well, everyone calls it Baby Yoda, but it's not Yoda. Let's face it. It's younger than Yoda.
Obviously not Yoda. It can't be, considering the timeline. It's same species,
yes. Because this is post Jedi. So I've got a t-shirt I was wearing today. It says Naps and Snacks, and it has the little Baby Yoda on it. It's cute. they got a lot of good t-shirts and things for it. Like today... for our daily work review, I found a Zoom background, an animated one, which has the little Baby Yoda sipping out of his little cup. I thought it was cute, and it looked like you were sitting on the Raven's Claw, I think is the name of the ship. I can't remember, but I think it's the name of it. But yeah, it's a great show. I'll have to catch up. Now, if you haven't watched any of Star Trek Discovery, the third season. You're in for a treat, I think.
I watched like the first episode of first season, and that was it.
Yeah, I gotta ask a question about Star Trek Discovery. Okay?
And I still need to watch Picard.
What part of the universe?
No. I have just seen a few commercials of it, and I'm like, I look at these commercials for it, and I'm like, holy crap, what kind of budget do they have on this thing? I mean, it looks amazing. Yeah, I know.
Is it
like that through the whole thing? Because like we're seriously thinking about just getting all access just so we can watch.
You don't have to pay. Like there's the multiple levels of the CBS All Access. In fact, actually, some of it's available. I think some of it might be on Amazon Prime now. I think not the whole thing and not the latest stuff. But now the third season. Trying to think, how can I tell you what happened? Basically, the events of season 2 caused them to have to leap in time way past the next generation. So they're like many centuries away from even Star Trek Picard, which is good too, by the way. But I digress. But so they're like in a completely different future and timeline now. And well, I don't want to say anything, but let's just say in the future, you know, Starfleet isn't as nice as it used to be. And it's not that they're evil or anything, but it's just it took a turn. Things took a turn that I don't think anybody could have seen. But you will. I think just that part of it, though, makes it probably the most interesting season of all three of Discovery so far.
What makes it tough is that, like, on Amazon Prime...
Well, it's a prequel, too.
Amazon Prime, you could purchase the season for either $25 standard definition or $34 high definition. And I'm, like, looking at this and, like, I can do that route. And then to watch season one and two is going to run me about $50 because I don't have an H, like, I don't really give a damn about HD. I'll save the $10. And I like think about this and I'm like, well, I don't know if I'm ever going to rewatch them again. So right. If I just did the all access route, I guess
just that just long enough till you're caught up and then you can cancel it.
Yeah, and then I'm like, but is there anything else on CBS All Access that I'd be interested in watching?
Yeah, Star Trek Picard, you'd probably like watching.
Oh, okay, well, there we go. Yeah. So, is that ongoing? Or is that just a...
They are in hiatus right now, so if only season one's completely up. Season two isn't due till later next year, I think. So you could... That actually would not be a bad thing to have, especially since we're coming up upon the holidays, and I know everyone's going to have some time to binge watch stuff because depending on the area of the country you're living in, you may not be going anywhere for the holidays. I don't know. I'm planning on going down to my dad's, but it's not going to be for as long because I ain't got no time off left this year. I've ate it up when we did this move. But those are really great. So, and at least they're not on YouTube for the moment. In fact, YouTube, what's kind of funny too is like shows that started out on YouTube, like Cobra Kai started out on YouTube, that has since moved to Netflix.
Right.
Where all seasons of Cobra Kai is on Netflix and season three is supposed to be coming to Netflix.
Is it still available on YouTube or is it just the first?
Really good question. I think it is.
Yeah, because I knew it had done pretty well on YouTube. But, and then I saw that it was available on Netflix.
Yeah, but it's completely, at least season three is completely moved to Netflix, and they're done with YouTube Originals for the most part. And the only one for me on YouTube Originals that was worth anything was Cobra Kai. That was awesome. The only other thing that was kind of interesting was that one with the, was it called Laser Reflex? Team? No, you Laser didn't, Team.
You didn't like Reflex?
I haven't seen it.
Oh. What was that? Oh, well, do you remember a movie a couple of years back called Jumper?
No. Yeah. I don't think I saw it, though.
Yeah. It's based on a book also called Jumper, sort of, by Stephen Gould. And, there were several books in the series that he wrote, and Reflex was one of them. It's not based on Reflex. It's based on one of the later books, but it is still pretty good. Let me make sure I got the name right on that.
He teleports
yeah,
a
must
jumper,
must not
right?
be right because yeah. I tried searching for it and I couldn't find it, so...
Yeah, let me double check. Novel 1992, he wrote Jumper. And it is about a guy that can teleport. Adaptations, a film by the name, Jumper, Griffin Story, Reflex, a TV series, the movie based upon the novel Impulse. So maybe it was Impulse.
Okay.
The only other thing that I watched on YouTube Originals that was any good.
Yeah, it was called Impulse.
Okay, Impulse, cool. The only other thing I watched
was pretty good.
Was one called Laser Team. Have you seen or heard of that?
I never watched it.
Yeah, well, they have. Basically, what happens is some alien race knows that Earth is going to come under attack, so they send this suit in pieces to Earth. Okay, and four or five schlubs find the pieces, but instead of one guy putting them all on, they each put a piece on. So they need each other in order to to do things. So like one guy has the helmet, one guy has the laser, another guy has the boots. And so it's kind of like a situation where they all should have chose one person. And it was supposed to at one point be they were supposed to select a person down here. But these guys found it before the person that was supposed to find it did. So they had to help defend the Earth from this alien thing. That was okay. But now the one thing I did notice, there's an awful lot of free movies on and I mean legit free movies on YouTube.
As long as, you know, you're willing to sit through crap tons of ads.
Well, I don't have to because I'm premium, but... like a RoboCop. Now I will say this: it's censored. So RoboCop, they got rid of all the blood squibs and stuff in it.
So then, what's the point of watching it?
Yeah, I know.
Wait, is this on YouTube?
On YouTube, RoboCop's there.
Is that the only place you can watch it? I hope not.
No, where else? I watched it on Prime Video right now.
Well, is it free?
The 1987 one. Yeah, actually, it's if you have a Prime Video, it's free. RoboCop is free.
Most people don't go out of their way to watch the newer one.
Wait, when did the newer one come out?
2014. Yeah. The one with the old man, the guy who was the old man for OCP was played by Michael Keaton. And there wasn't
it a reboot?
Yeah, it was a reboot. Oh. It was a reboot. Michael Keaton plays the old man of OCP, and then instead of Media Break, there was some conspiracy theorist show, and the host was Samuel L. Jackson. It was pretty freaking awful, too. I didn't like it. So a lot of this, like RoboCop itself was censored on YouTube, you know, and they got rid of a lot of violence. Which that's really what made RoboCop, especially the first one, because it was over the top violence. It was
that got so many awesome. Groups heated when it, that right. came out.
But I think they have all three RoboCops, and I didn't see if RoboCop 2 was censored. It probably should be, but then I also noticed over the top with Sylvester Stallone is on there. That's the arm wrestling movie. Teen Wolf.
Was that censored?
I don't know.
I can't think of anything specific that would need to be censored.
That's what I was going to say.
Right. Now, I will say, Back to School, the Rodney Dangerfield film from 1986, is also free on YouTube. That wasn't censored. Because there was a scene early in the movie when he first got to the school where he accidentally went in the sorority house. And I think there was boobies on it. I can't remember. I have to watch that part of it again to see. But what else did I watch on there that wasn't? War Games is on YouTube too. Yeah, War Games is there free too. Interesting.
Is the second one?
The second War Games. There was a second War Games.
Yeah, the Dead Code.
I did not know that. But I'll have to check that one out. But there's some free stuff there too. But
I don't think I ever saw RoboCop 3. I know I saw
it. Yeah,
it
was pretty awful.
Was that the one where he fought ninjas?
Or something like that? Well, what happened was OCP was being bought by a Japanese company. right? And the Japanese company was trying to finish up Delta City. Okay, so there was these group of people called the rehab cops. They were trying to basically evacuate people in old Detroit so that they can finish Delta City. Right. And the rehabs were usually like drug addicts and shit like that. I mean, they were not nice guys. Okay. And so they found a weapons cache from OCP, and it had the rocket pack that they made for RoboCop but never put on them. And a whole bunch of other things, but RoboCop wasn't played by Peter Weller in RoboCop
3. Yeah, I was just noticing that, which made me wonder. Yeah. I'm pretty sure he played it in 2.
He did, right?
Yeah. Were 2 and 3 rated R, and then I mean 1 and 2 rated R, and then 3 was like PG or something?
I think it was, yeah. RoboCop also had a TV show at one point.
Yeah. I guess we don't talk about that either, right?
It is pretty awful. it's just like what was it? They had a friend of mine. He does a podcast called "Living in the '80s" podcast, and they just did an episode last week on John Hughes movies. So, like,
does anybody remember the Total Recall TV show?
No.
Do they have one? I didn't know that.
Yes.
Oh God, that had to have been awful then, because I don't remember it.
No, it was just extremely unrelated to the movie.
Interesting. Now, I watched Mr. Mom's also on YouTube.
Much more similar to
Almost Human.
Okay. But yeah, but we're talking about John Hughes movies, and there was for Ferris Bueller, which was
are we 16-year-old girls?
I don't know.
I like John Hughes movies.
John Hughes movies, that's what we grew up with, man. All right?
So yeah, we have
Ferris Bueller. Ferris Bueller, there was a TV show. Oh, I enjoyed
Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, I remember
they're talking
the TV
about making
show.
A new one, aren't they?
I don't know.
I hope not.
I think it would be awful. Well, what I think would be cool is if they made a sequel. You know, like... But... You know, kind of a little bit like they did with the third Bill and Ted.
Well, they made the sequel commercial.
Yeah, but they were talking about like how the Weird Science also had a TV series. I vaguely remember that.
Yeah, there was a Weird Science TV show. I thought we talked about
and
that.
And there was a Ferris Bueller one. Probably, but there was a Ferris Bueller one, and there was a whole bunch of these different 80s movies that they tried to make TV shows. None of them were good. None of them at all were really that good. But talking about free stuff that's on YouTube, if you're a YouTube Premium subscriber, you can
now...
But
it's not free.
YouTube Premium isn't. But Stadia is. You can get the Stadia premium edition or premiere, or what they call it. Oh crap! Let me look at my email because I did get it. A Google Stadia premiere edition, because apparently Stadia is not doing so well, so they're giving hardware away. So Stadia, and they give you a month of Stadia for free. So then after that, it's like $10 a month. So, and there's quite a few free games on there. The question I have will be, is it going to work for me on 50 megabit now? But
good.
In any event, I'll try it. And at the very least, I get a Chromecast Ultra out of it for nothing. So... Which is the 4K version of the Chromecast, which I don't have. So
you get a Chromecast and you get a controller, right?
The controller, right. Correct. And they ship them out pretty fast, too. Mine's already on the way. But so that service itself is Stadia. Itself is also the same. Well, actually, what makes me wonder, though, is... I pay for YouTube Premium, is Stadia going to just be wrapped up under that? Because with YouTube Premium, I also get YouTube Music for nothing, too.
Well, everybody should get YouTube Music for nothing.
Why? It's actually really good. Because
it was a direct transfer from Google Music.
Well, yeah, but... And then Movies and TV is now to Google TV as well, so... But we'll see. Let's see. It says I should get it, I think, tomorrow, maybe? I'll have to look. But, yeah, we'll see how it works. You know, maybe I'll play around with it over the weekend, and we'll see how it works. If I play some games. Mm-hmm. See.
Let me know if the controller's any good.
It looks decent. So we'll see. So actually, it's coming FedEx. So yeah, it's probably coming tomorrow. Actually, no, Friday. It's coming Friday. So that's cool. And then one more bit of Google news is if you're using Google Photos to back up your original quality photos, that is going to start to count towards your. If you have the free storage for Google, it's 15 gigabytes. I don't. I've been paying for Google One, so I have like 200, 200 gigabytes, I think, is what I have for that. I pay something. It's cheap, like maybe $5 a month or something like that. But what's kind of interesting is when they sent the email out reminding you that the free unlimited storage of full quality photos is going away. When they did that, they gave you a link to basically an estimator would tell you how long, based on like your history of uploading stuff, how long would the amount of storage you have last you? You know, until you max it out. And in my case, I get like I think I have 200. 20 gigabytes, I think, and they said it would last me with my current rates of usage 4 years till I have to increase it. So we'll see. Because
wait, what?
On the Google Photos. See, I pay for
how much Google do you
photos.
Have?
I have like 220 gigabytes.
And it said, because I don't pay for anything, and. It that,
which means
that,
you have 15 megabytes.
I have 15 megabytes, and you know what it told me?
Or gigabytes, I mean, gigabytes.
Yeah, you know what it told me? It says I have about, based upon my usage, I have about 4 years, too.
Really?
Yeah. So anything, all right, anything all right. You upload or backup up until January 2021 is free forever.
Right.
Anything after that is then when it starts costing.
Yeah, it says... Yeah, actually, I take it back, 202 gigabytes. It says, we estimate your storage will last more... Actually, it says more than 4 years, so... We'll see. We'll see. Depends on how much I upload it. Because one of the things I'm doing, too, as we build the house, I actually started an album fairly early on Google Photos, and every picture I take of the house, be it a drone picture or just a random picture I take... when I'm down at the property, I'm uploading to there, and when I'm completely done, I'm going to have them print a book for us, so that we'll kind of document the project, you know, which I think would be cool to have. But I like my Google services for the most part, you know. I do have reservations, especially as of late, with them in some things. But generally, I'm okay, and I'm pretty much accepting what they do. For what Google does, it's hard to censor or hard to, you know, it's not like some of these other services that block things based on random things. Like the other day, and this not political, Dan, just so you know, but the other day I tried to share a link. I found a book on Amazon called The Art of Atari, and I was trying to share that on Amazon, on Facebook. Wouldn't let me share it.
And the link?
Yep, would not share me. It was just a link to the book on Amazon. That's all it was.
What'd they say?
It, I think they said something like I was spamming or something. I don't know, because I don't get nothing from that. It wasn't even a affiliate link. It was just the standard link on Amazon.
Can you share any other book link?
Oh yeah, links I've on shared others. Yeah, since then I've even shared other products on Amazon.
That's weird.
On Facebook, so it's not. You know, they're not just looking at just political and just firearms and stuff like that. It's a lot of things. No, so that's kind of why I'm starting to look and use Parler and MeWe a lot more than I have in the last year. I've logged into it more this week than I have any week since I signed up for it. And what's kind of cool is I got a lot of friends that are starting to move to that too, including people that actually go to my church, which is they're usually the last to move from any social network or service to another. I mean, when I first started going there, they were talking about MySpace, and I had already left MySpace in the dust at that point.
do you have the book, The Art of Atari?
I don't, but I want it.
No, I was just curious, because I'm looking at the book right now, and it's like one of those things where I'm like, oh, man, that looks pretty cool, but...
It's like all the gate... Well, and what's even cooler, though, is, and this is probably what I probably will end up buying this... based on the book, there is a set of posters that you can buy. So it has like the Asteroids cartridge artwork that you can hang on your wall, which I think would be pretty dang cool to hang in my new home office. You know,
you have a home office at the apartment?
Actually, I do. But no,
yeah, I guess you kind of have to if you're working from home.
Yeah, technically, they call it a three bedroom, but this room is more of a den slash office because it has double doors, while the other bedrooms only have a single door.
Figured you had converted a walk-in closet.
No,
which isn't like a terrible idea when you're making an office.
No, this is bigger than the room I use for an office in my house, my old house. Now the new house, it's bigger than this.
With your room above the garage, I imagine it is.
Yep, it's 19. It's like 19 feet by 11 feet.
And so, I mean, in it's huge. In 2032, when it's move in ready.
2021. So, yeah, I did actually just talk to the person we've been dealing with so far with the builder, and I asked her, "Do you know? I have any idea when the building permit's going to be done? It's got to be soon because I got a." And I don't know, this builder has everything, okay? Like, the mortgage is going through them, all right? I got a quote emailed to me, hey, we'll insure your house, and it was from a company they own. And I'm like, I really want to keep the same insurance that I've had for the last 20 years. And I'm like, oh, okay, you don't have to take ours. I'm like, okay, that's what I thought. and I'm like, because I like my insurance company, you know. It's like I don't want to change. I didn't want to change the internet providers when I moved here. So, I'm the kind of guy that once I find something I like, I stick with it. I don't – like I have my my brother-in-law, he'll switch internet providers constantly just to find the better deal or to get – like sometimes they'll give you like free hardware or like a free tablet or something when you go to switch, and he goes for those deals, and I could not deal with that because I don't want to switch everything around every single time because every provider is a little bit different. but after the permits are done, we'll have our pre-build conference, which is probably right before, either right after or right before they break ground. And then I'll call the electrician. I'll talk to them and find out what I get wiring wise. Can I add to it? Like, I'd like to have a patch panel in my upstairs office that I'll have a Cat 6E running down to like a couple of the bedrooms and the living room. And the cable jack's going to be upstairs. So I have the router and everything in my office, all within arm's reach of it, so if I have to recycle things in the middle of a work day, I can, you know, easily. But So I'll find out all that kind of stuff once that happens. So, but now what I'm wondering too is they give us they're giving us a free Echo Dot as a part of the package because they have some home automation stuff. And since they just brought out the new one, which is a sphere instead of the little circular one, when it makes me wonder which one I'm going to get. I'll probably get that one, I'm thinking, but we'll see. February 2021-ish, or February, it could be February, or it could be March. I don't really care. I like it so that when the lease runs out here, we sign a six-month lease. After that, we can go month to month if we have to. But I'd like it where we are here 6 months and we're done because this place would drive me batshit crazy.
But, yeah, that'll happen.
Well, that's what happened when it's like
short trip.
It's like every we got an email this week. Oh, can you come into the office? We need you to sign a paper. We forgot to have you sign that paper 2 months ago. I'm like, are you kidding me? Anyway. So, but let's get off of that, off of Google stuff. And I kind of want to talk a little bit about Apple's new hardware. They finally announced
and the
put up for pre-order.
First ARM device.
Well, no, I'm not going to call it. I mean, yes, it's an ARM device, kind of. All right. It's Apple Silicon is what I'll call it.
It's Apple ARM.
Yep, basically an expansion of what they've been putting in the iPhone and the iPad into a laptop. And they didn't change the design of the hardware at all. Except internal.
Let's see how it works.
Yeah, I'm not mad. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I am tempted to buy one. Because I've been thinking about buying a new computer kind of around the time we move into the house. But the thing that worries me, like if I bought a MacBook, the 13-inch MacBook Pro, which is it's available in the 13-inch MacBook Pro, the MacBook Air, and the Mac Mini. And you can still get Intel-based hardware. So, but looking at the MacBook Pro, the Apple M1 has an 8-core CPU with 8-core GPU with 256 gigabytes of storage or 512 gigabytes of storage. It's got, it says 8 gigabytes of unified memory, whatever that means. Then there's the SSD storage, 13-inch Retina display with True Tone, Magic Keyboard, Touch Bar, which I know Dan hates, and the Force Touch trackpad. And
that Touch Bar is horrendous, man. That's the worst thing they ever did.
You're not the only one. Yeah, you're not the only one that I know that hates it. Like one of our cloud engineers that I work with, who works a lot on Jenkins and Git. He hates it too.
Even when it first came out, the first review said definitely not for developers.
Not for anybody. Yeah. That thing sucks.
So then the 256 gig version is $1,299. The 512 is $1,499.
I'm good.
Yeah, I knew you'd say that. And now, drilling down in, you can upgrade the memory from 8 gigs to 16. And you can update the internal storage all the way up to 2 terabytes. So,
up
but,
to 2 terabytes?
Mm-hmm, correct. And it'll That's run it. Any... Yep.
It's it'll the maximum? Run
any, yes, the internal storage.
Horrible.
Yep. And then they got the 2 Thunderbolt / USB 4 ports on it. So, what they've done to the OS is they have, if you remember back in when Mac OS X was what they used to call Mac OS, When they were making the transition from PowerPC to Intel, they kind of renamed some of the stuff they used back then to new versions. So Rosetta was what the translation layer was called back then, and they renamed it to Rosetta 2. So that's basically, that will make any of the Intel Mac OS X or Mac OS software run on it, so through a translation layer. They can get boosted performance if they translate and basically bring in their software to Xcode and press the button to generate it for the ARM software. And from what I'm understanding from the videos I've watched on it, that it's supposed to, most of it should just, like, you should be able to just recompile it, and you should be able to have the optimized version for the M1 chip. But it's not everything, and from what they said, of the things that won't automatically just recompile, it's like an hour or two worth of work to recompile it so that it runs on the M1 in an optimized fashion. But one reason I might like not even consider it, because I've been thinking about Mac, because I kind of want to move something maybe a little more stable than Windows. And Windows isn't that bad now. Windows 10 isn't that bad. But to move to a Unix-based system like Mac OS, mostly because it will run Adobe Creative Cloud. Well, they have not optimized Creative Cloud yet to work on the M1 chip without going through Rosetta. So I'm afraid to try it on Rosetta, because I'm thinking the performance might be pretty crappy. But it's obvious to me, price-wise, that Apple is basically taking a lot of their R&D and helping pay for it here. Because, you know, let's face it, M1 is custom ARM hardware. It's not like they got a MediaTek chip and slammed it in there and called it good, which they could have done. They designed their own hardware. The M1 is the SoC, just like the chip that's in the Raspberry Pi. That's also a system on chip.
Well, Apple's going to suck. Especially first gen.
Mac OS to run on a Raspberry Pi, because you're not. Not easily, anyway.
Let's see how long it takes to get Linux put on there.
That's kind of what I'm interested in, and I'm kind of also interested in, well, what's going to happen. Like, I know Microsoft already has stuff. Like, they have a Surface tablet that's an ARM tablet now. And it's not like the Surface RT tablets were. It's a honest-to-God good device. And it runs on the ARM hardware, too, already. So, you know, at one point will we be running Intel chips in the near future on anything? I mean, you can already get the Raspberry Pi 400 and run that, run Linux on that. In a good desktop fashion. You can even run Arch on a Raspberry Pi. I think Dan should try that.
Well, I've been running Ubuntu 2010.
I have two. I need to move it. On I need to Pi. Move. Yeah, I need to move my little Pi with the 7-inch display somewhere where I can use it easier. Right now, it's in this little alcove, and it's not a lot of room.
Yeah, I tried setting up Repetia on it, just an install, not the image, and it came up. I mean, the program opened, but then it wouldn't connect to my 3D printer. So, yes, I reset the baud rate.
I need to look at Cura version 4.8 that just came out this in the last week or so.
Yeah, I haven't looked at that yet.
Me either.
I don't think I've updated the last two times.
I'm on 471 at the time, so. But we'll see what happens.
Wait, update what?
Akura, the slicing engine that I normally use, they just brought out version 4.8.
Oh.
Not engine, I should say, software. There is an engine, though.
What's the engine?
Akura engine. Like Octopi technically has that, and what's nice is you can just upload the STL to Octopi and it will slice it for you on the fly and then send it to your printer.
Octopi.
Which, yeah, I've done it before. I'm still not feeling it. You know, it works, but it's like I have to go to my printer anyway to clean the bed and to prep the bed to make sure it's ready for the next print. So what's the deal with me just slamming it on an SD card and taking it over and sticking it in the printer, you know? So I'll load Kura 4.8 probably sometime today or tomorrow.
I haven't printed anything in a week, at least.
What happened?
Nothing. Printer's still working fine. I just don't have anything else I want to print right this second.
Mm-hmm.
I have to find something interesting to print.
Or design something interesting to print. Yep, what I would like to find is something that's as good as Fusion 360 is, that's got less of the crap with it. You can still load a Fusion 360 for free, but you have to sign up for an account through Autodesk. And if you want to like get paid for your STLs that you design, then you had to pay for it. It's like $400 or something. I forget how much it is. I'd have to look and see how much the... This is a one-time cost. So it's not a subscription necessarily. Same thing with... Simplify 3D, which is another slicing engine. A very good one, too. I've been thinking about paying for it, but I just haven't gotten the gumption to do it yet.
So did you guys have a good Veterans Day?
I worked, so, and I'm not a veteran, but you were, so thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
I was wondering if you guys had to work today.
I had to work. Go ahead, Joel.
I had to work, and the best thing is my problem child was closed today. Because yesterday and the day before, I was constantly fixing this one little issue that happens, and we're still trying to figure out why it's repeating. But I had to constantly lock in, and from like 2 o'clock till about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I would get these alerts for this client. So at least it would calm down overnight and not happen overnight. But it was a pain in the butt.
Yeah, well, it's a floating holiday, so some people took it and some people didn't.
The post office took it.
Did they? Because my post office delivered today.
They did?
Yeah.
Are you sure it was your post office and not something like
that? No, because I'm sure it was a post office because I saw the guy. Really? Yeah.
Interesting. Huh. I'll go check my mailbox. See if there's anything in it.
So I was like, wait a minute, it's Veterans Day. I said to the wife after the postman left, and I was like, man, that's pretty weird. I wouldn't expect that to be running today.
Right? Yeah. I wouldn't.
Did you have the day off, Joe?
Yep.
Good for you.
Now, did you have to take it as a floating holiday, or did they give it to you?
Oh, they just gave it to me.
Well, that's
good. The important question is, did you get anything for free today?
No, no. I know that it was offered some places or discounts at some places. and I usually go out and about and take advantage of it. But
get your free lunch or something, yeah.
Yeah, or swing by all the Little Caesars and grab the meals so the kids, I can just hand that to the kids and say, enjoy. But I really didn't want to go anywhere today. And COVID.
I like Little Caesars. It's not the best pizza. I'll acknowledge that, but it's better than no pizza at all.
Yeah, I agree with you completely. I just try to somewhat avoid pizza, despite you know it being one of my favorite foods.
Yeah, no. I haven't had pizza delivered here yet.
I don't. I'm not able to get to the gym as much as I would like, and I do lift at home, but probably not as, you know, much as I should, and I spend a lot of time mm-hmm. sitting, so I'm starting to get that pot belly I worked so hard to get rid of.
Mm-hmm. Now, see, I mainly want to, like, I know they're not even as good as they were, like, in the 80s. I remember Pizza Hut being a whole lot better than it is now, for sure. Is that what you remember, Dan?
I remember I was a lot younger, so I don't really know.
Especially the buffet.
The Pizza Hut buffet, I remember that, yeah.
And Pizza Hut had a really good buffet.
They did. Better than Cece's.
That was in the... I don't think they had that in the 80s.
Early 90s.
For me,
that was
early
90s.
Well, we're slightly different in age, so...
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't... We had the salad bar, but we didn't have the pizza. I mean, the buffet. Unfortunately.
Heck, I remember pizza when they were pretty much only pizza. And then they brought out the cavatini, and that was a big deal. To my grandpa, he loved that stuff, the pasta.
Yeah. Well, they used to have really good dessert pizza.
On the buffet.
The dessert pizza, yeah, on the buffet, the apple one. Ugh.
And I think Cece's buffet has always been garbage.
Well, I can't tell you anymore. The one we used to have, we did used to go to, and I'll agree, it wasn't the best, but it was not bad for what it was.
I've had the Cece's buffet, and it's not that bad. I've had it. I mean, I didn't think it was too bad.
Well, the thing about pizza is it, even when it's bad, it's still, you know, edible. Yeah.
Pretty good.
I've had worse pizza, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, and
the $2 pizza from 7-Eleven was a little harsh.
There you go. Well, I mean, that's the one I don't understand here is though there's a Facebook group called Pizza Connoisseurs of Columbus, and it's focused mostly on local mom and pop pizza places.
Right.
And they've posted like some pictures of some of the places around here, and I'd never go to them because like they're posting this picture of this pizza that's like it looks good on the top, but then like you peel away the toppings and stuff, and the freaking crust is either raw or burnt. And it's like, how can you serve pizza like that?
People buy it. That's how.
Yeah, and then somebody posted a video of them talking with one of the local pizzeria owners, and the guy was basically telling them, our pizza's good, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's like, yeah, all right. But we do have a good selection of local mom and pops around here, then some of which I've had, some of which I haven't. So, and unfortunately, I don't think very many of them are close to me here. But I should have got India food Monday night. I might do that next week.
Oh, you're after a curry?
I haven't had curry yet, but I did have their chicken tikka.
The tikka masala?
Yep. It was good. And some keema, chicken keema stuffed samosas. That's why I had that last week. We talked about that last week, too. But that was good stuff. I'll have to try some of their other things on there. I want to try some of their lamb dishes. But I like lamb.
Lamb curry.
Lamb Tim Curry.
Maybe Tim Curry.
Lamb Lambrusco.
And unfortunately, see, you said Lamb Tim Curry, which made me think of Tim Curry and the Hunt for October, which made me think of
Sean Connery again.
Sean Connery, and it made me think of Alex Trebek.
Yeah, Alex Trebek passed away this week.
Yep.
That is a shame.
Yep. And isn't it funny, they had this SNL skit that had the Alex Trebek and Sean Connery on Jeopardy. That was what, Alex Trebek was played by Will Ferrell, and I think, who was Sean Connery on that? I forget.
I know what you're talking about. I remember.
On that skit, yeah. And there's even like a t-shirt, it's like something like, fuck you, Trebek, or I forget what it was. Not fuck you, it was something else.
Tasty.
Yeah, but we knew Alex was going to pass. We just.
He was pretty old, wasn't he? He also had, what did he
have? He was in his 80s, early 80s. So he had,
Sean Connery was 90.
Prostate cancer.
Yeah, prostate cancer. Still sucks, but
I always liked watching Jeopardy. Was fun to watch always. Dude, you were a young buck seeing your picture here on Facebook.
Right, I look like I'm freaking 12 in that picture.
I know.
Is it a picture at the Pizza Hut buffet?
No, it's a picture of him in his uniform.
Oh, that was in basic training.
Was that basics? So you were like 18?
Yeah. I was barely 18.
Makes you feel old.
Yep.
Trust me, I know. I have friends who I help, well, not just friends,
yeah,
but
no,
family
no
members. I helped
people,
them when they were babies, and now they're 20-something. It's like,
yeah, I have a friend that I was talking to today, and I knew him when he was in diapers, and he just got done with 15 years in the military himself. It's a little weird. Mm-hmm.
Do any of you have either the Roomba or any of the those other robotic vacuum cleaners?
My wife wants one. We just haven't found one that reviews well and is well priced.
What, right. We've had two of them.
The Roombas?
We did not have a Roomba.
Do you have the Roombas or do you have like a? Okay, so you had like a Shark or something like that.
A Shark? No, nobody. They clean up sharts, right?
Shark, not shark.
No, we had the iRobot or something like that. That it wasn't a Roomba. It was
That's a Roomba.
No, not that. It wasn't a Roomba. I let me see. Hold on. I do have Amazon up because I'm keep refreshing the PlayStation console page.
There you go. Trying to order one.
You know what? I had saved my money, and just as I got my money, the day before I finished and I was ready to order, they were available. The day I was ready to order, gone. That was it. I missed it by one day.
Yeah, because I kind of want to get the one I'd like to get is not the one I'd probably get, and that's some of the higher end ones now have the docking station where it recharges. It will also empty it, which I think is something that's desirable, so that you're not having to empty that little thing, because let's face it, they're not very big.
All right, here's the thing, okay? This is what I will say, because I've had two of them. The one that my wife bought for her office, which is here now, because you don't have an office anymore, the Echovac D-Bot N795. When she bought it, it was $179, I believe it was. That's what it said there. Well, that's how much she paid for it. We had another one that my mother-in-law bought my wife, and I think it was roughly around the same price. It was not a Roomba. Neither one of these mapped the room. They just would go out until they hit something, and then they turn around and they would do this pattern across.
You see, that's the other important part. It's the other important part. I'm not gonna buy one when I'm here, but when I go to buy one for my office, because that's the only place I'm gonna have carpet. All right, is up there, and I think I'm gonna really want to need the one to have some sort of room mapping. Or at the very minimum, a way to prevent it from going down the stairs, because there is no door upstairs.
Well, that's the thing. Both of these, like all the ones that we had, they're smart enough not to go over ledges, right? So if you had it upstairs, it was not going to go over. Now, here are the problems that I've had with them. Well, first off, you'll be amazed at how much shit these things pick up when they run every day. Like, I'm like, why aren't we vacuuming every day? Because when this thing was running, it was picking up a ton of dirt off the floor. It was good. Yeah. Now, problems that we've had with these things. If you have furniture that has just enough of a gap that it could fit under, then it will get stuck under there. You know what I mean? It'll go in there, and then it'll get stuck. It would kind of regularly get stuck under our entertainment system that we were using. Like, it had enough space, but then when it would go in there and then try to turn around and then turn back around, and it just
get out.
It had a hard time getting out. Then it would just stop, right? And then you'd have to go find it when you didn't see it in the charger. If you have bare floors, and then you have throw rugs on there. If the throw rugs are high enough, it'll get stuck trying to go on there. Now, if you have a throw rug that the corner is going up a little bit, it'll get stuck on that, right?
No, so I'm pretty sure the problem I would have is the fact that I have two giant dogs, and the Roomba or whatever we got would need emptied out about every 15 feet or so.
Well, I have a Great Pyrenees.
Pause.
And you are correct in guessing that you're going to have to at least probably empty it out every day. The other problem that you're going to run into is that the fur is going to start getting tangled up in the wheels, and then you're going to have you're going to have to disassemble the damn thing to cut that fur out of there. It's such a pain in the butt. Our first one, it got so bad it broke the wheel. Like, it just, I had to order another wheel.
Oh, yeah, I remember you talking about that.
And, like, I think the first time I fixed it was fine. The second time I fixed it, I couldn't get the right wheel or whatever it was, and it would just go around in a circle because they didn't run at the same speed. It didn't work out, so we didn't use that. Now, those things aside, like, 60% of the time, or more, like 60-70% of the time, it's going to run without a problem and not get hung up. Like, that 25% of the time, you're just going to have to find it and then pick it up, put it down somewhere, press a button, and then it'll go about its way and go back to its charging station when it's ready to go.
Yeah, but see, from what you're telling me, From what you're telling me, though, I should probably spend a little bit more money than the $200 one.
Well, see, I don't know. I never had the room mapping one, so I would venture to guess that if it's smart enough that it knows, hey, I went this direction and got stuck. Not maybe it doesn't go back in that direction, right? I don't know if it's going to be able to map out its stuck areas like that. I don't know, but if it's gonna go under something and get stuck,
have to look. I think they have a good one on sale at Sam's Club for like $300. I'll have to look at that and see if it's one of the ones I'm thinking about. Because that one, the one I saw at Sam's, and then there's the Shark IQ robot self-emptying one, and it's supposed to have a self-cleaning brush roll, and it does the mapping, and it also works with like Alexa and all that jazz. So
now a lot of these have a power button on the top, and that's, and again, if it goes under furniture that just has a lip or something,
turn it off.
Bump that button, it'll shut it off when it's under there.
This one's $485, so nah. Some of the iRobot ones, which are Roombas, the iRobots are Roombas for the most part. Those ones can run all the way up to $800. It's like, yeah, I don't want to spend that much on one of those. I remember a time. What I don't know whether maybe it was the 60s or the 70s, but where I remember seeing it in the catalog, like in the Sears catalog, where you could have a whole house vacuum system put in your house. So basically, the only thing you have to take from room to room is like the head, and then it had a hose that you would just plug in the wall.
I sure, until it gets clogged in the wall.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking. The central
vacuum. I have to take my vacuum apart like every other week that we use it and put it back together because something's clogged somewhere.
Dumper, usually. Yeah. Especially now, we're at the time of year where she's pretty much done shedding. So she'll shed from...
My dogs shed year-round. It doesn't matter.
Mine, her prime shedding times from like July until about now. So she's pretty much done. She, you know, and it's like, and at that time of day, no matter how many times you sweep the floor, either with in my case, we had the vinyl floors at the old house, and I'd do that at least maybe once a day. There's certain areas where I would hit it every day because I would see this pile of fur sitting there wherever she sat. And it also helps when you have a dog like that, take a brush and brush her. That helps my dog anyway. But now my dog, when we first got into the apartment, she would like yelp and bark at us whenever she wanted to go out. And I don't know what happened. Maybe she got comfortable here, but she stopped doing it for the most part. So I got to make sure that I purposefully take her out two or three times during my shift, just to make sure that she pees and all that. And then I got to make sure that I do it after shift too, which kind of sucks. Otherwise, we're going to have accidents. So, but part of that comes from she's old. She didn't have as many as when she was younger. But my cat, he's actually kind of changed since the only cat we have now, so we had to get rid of the others. He's pretty loving now, which is kind of funny. It's kind of like he likes being the only cat in the house now. But he'll call it like if we're laying in bed or something, I'll hear him crying, and I'll say, "Come on up here," and he'll hop on the bed, and he'll let you pet him. And
yeah, my wife brought home another cat the other day.
Oh no, that has to stop.
Yeah,
how many now?
We have 3 cats and 2 dogs.
Oh Lord.
Yeah, I already told her it had to stop. That didn't stop her from bringing home another cat.
Does this other cat actually like you, or does he not like you?
All the cats like me.
That's a great thing.
Well, two of the cats are seriously mad at me right now.
Because of the third cat?
Because of the third cat.
Well, there we go. They're going to piss on everything, aren't they?
One of them. The other one is like 17 years old.
Which reminds me, next week I got to grab the cat and stuff him into the cat carrier and take him to the vet again, because he's got to get his booster for his, I think the FVRCP or whatever that shot is. But then we should not have to have it done until after we're out of here. But fortunately, my son can usually catch them. So, but I got to keep telling him, don't keep trying to catch them all the time. Because eventually he's going to get the skills to not be caught, which is going to make things harder when we have to move.
So what do you guys think about the Xbox One Series X PC?
I kind of want one.
Well, it's difficult. It's difficult for me to reconcile it as, you know, when it's a freaking PC.
Yeah. Well, let's be fair. The original Xbox was kind of a PC too. You know, that's where XBMC came from. So, but.
That was released today, right? Or was it yesterday?
Oh, I see people posting about having it, so I don't know.
Yeah, I know Metal Jesus had his, like, last week, I think it was. I can't remember.
I don't know.
I kind of want one.
It kind of looks
The only reason I kind of want one, it does look ugly, but the only reason I kind of want one is it'll play any of the Xbox games that I have. So the 360 games that I have, it'll play those.
Will it play original Xbox games?
I think it does, actually. I think it plays the whole library, I think.
So the Xbox One Series X is fully backwards compatible?
I think so.
Well, that'll be good once it comes down in price.
Yeah.
I know
the 360 games play.
Yeah, so. It's getting a little bit more difficult to find working 360s.
Yeah. Yeah, and we have the not the first one, not the one with had the red ring of death on it. Mm. We had the one, not the slimmest one there is, but like the one close to that, you know.
Well, a lot of the games that my wife likes playing work on the 360, but they were never made to work on the Xbox One because they went through that whole process of making just some games here and there work as emulations.
Well,
and they had to do it for individually for each game.
Xbox was Intel. Xbox 360 was not. Hmm. It was PowerPC. I don't remember what the Xbox Series 1 or Xbox One was. Was that PC-based hardware? I think it was PC-based.
Sure. I'm not sure. But if the Series X plays 360 games, then that'll be cool. In a couple of years when I can't finish putting the 360s back together.
There's a list of compatible games. Not all of them, but...
Oh.
Okay. So,
I don't know. You'd have to look at this list yourself. So we'll go back to the original Xbox 360 and whatever.
But I know they made the a couple of original Xbox games compatible on the Xbox One. What was it? Crimson Skies, The High Road to Redemption.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a really good game, if a little bit short.
Yeah, it says it plays original Xbox team, so, but it probably doesn't play all of them. But and from my understanding, a lot of people, I think the default way that you're supposed to run it is with it standing on its end, but you can put it on its side too, I think.
That's what I don't like about these new consoles. Like,
Like, well, you do either or on those.
Yeah, I mean, that's... I guess it's good on the Xbox. I don't know. Can you play... Does the PlayStation 5 have to... It looks like you can only stand it up.
Yeah, you can put it on side.
You can? Well, the base...
Yeah, no, it comes from my understanding...
Wait, what are you talking about?
Yeah, it has a base that sticks on the side. On a PlayStation 5, it has like a base, like a circular base that you can stick on it so that it will lay properly on its side.
Wait, which side are you talking about? Because I'm looking at it standing up. I don't want mine so standing up.
You can lay it horizontal.
Good. I don't want it standing up.
Yeah.
That takes up way too much space when it's standing up.
Yes, yes. I want to say that. Unless you had not. Now, it all depends on what kind of a TV setup you have. where I have it, I probably could stand it on end if I wanted it to, but I might have to put it on top of the TV entertainment center, which.
Then if you're putting discs in it, man, you gotta really reach up there. Depending on how high your entertainment center is, then your cat goes up there and knocks it off, and that's it.
Yeah, that'd be scary. He doesn't go up there, actually. Thankfully,
I mean I gotta give it credit. I mean, the Xbox Series X and Series S, they really look utilitarian. But
they look like a PC.
Yeah.
They definitely look like a PC, yeah.
But, you know.
Somebody's going to open it up and find like a 2080 Ti in there.
Probably.
I'm surprised you wouldn't be able to open a console.
You don't have to worry about. But, you know, like the nice thing about buying a console, you don't have to worry about, well, is my game going to work? Well, usually it will.
Jeez, is that a cooling system on this whole thing? Like, on the Series S? That's not a speaker, right? I can't imagine they would just put a speaker on
the top. No, that's cooling.
Well, there's one on the top and there's one on the side. Depending on, well, you know, it's hard to say which is which, depending on which way you have it standing up.
Correct. See, I want to play the Xbox Series X because I want to play the Forza games. Just makes me wonder when Nintendo's going to bring out new hardware.
Well, they're on a bit of a different paradigm. They probably won't bring out new hardware until someone else brings out a handheld that doesn't suck.
Right.
So it could be a while.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they've kind of given up on competing on the console, you know, market. But they're dominating the handheld market, so everything's fine.
And Microsoft never went for the handheld market.
Well, they attempted to break into the phone market, and you saw how well that worked out for them.
Yeah, that was a shit show. not as bad as the Microsoft Kin phone. Remember those?
The what phone? The Kin? No, I absolutely do not remember that.
Microsoft brought out a phone that was called the Microsoft Kin.
It was very similar
to a smartphone, but it was a dumbed down smartphone.
That little, like, half a phone thing?
Well, that was one of them, but then they had one that looked a little bit like the G1 with the slide out keyboard. The Kin 1 and the Kin 2. One on the market May 14th, 2010. Within two months, Verizon stopped selling the phone because of poor sales. It lasted like 2 months.
Then they resold it as a dumb phone. A feature phone.
A feature phone. Yeah, they were pretty dumb. It kind of reminded me of the Helios Ocean, which was also a kind of a proto smartphone, and only available on the MBNO, the Helios MBNO.
Yeah. Was it the, I was watching Leverage the other day, and they're all pulling out.
Did they have a sidekick?
No, they had the Dash 2, which is the same era as the sidekick, but they were all sporting that Dash 2 in the first couple of seasons when, and acting like it was the greatest thing ever. And then I have a Dash 2, the HTC Dash, and the HTC Dash 2. They're actually very similar. And I had pulled it out the other day and turned it on and powered it up just to, you know, give it a try. And it's like, wow, this thing's a piece of shit.
Yeah. I remember those. And then I did get to try the... probably one of the first Linux-based phones that anybody remembered, the OpenMoCo one.
Okay.
I had that for a review once, but then I had another Open. Actually, two. I'm trying to think. I might have had two other OpenMoCo-based devices. One was a GPS called the Dash, which basically had a. I'm trying to remember. It had some software connected, like internet connectivity. And I'm trying to remember, I don't know if it was like a 3G connection, because it would have been 3G at that time, or if it was something else.
Have you talked about the fact that 3G is not going to work?
3G? Oh, they shut 3G
at the end of this year?
No, I actually didn't know that.
Yep, 3G phones will no longer work.
So what happens when you run out of 4G? Can you still fall back to 3G, or do you have nothing?
No, you're going to have nothing. From what I understand, all your cell phone carriers are getting rid of all bands that won't do Volt.
Okay, voice over LTE, yeah.
But how do you know if your phone only does, your phone does 3G?
Well, technically, the early 4G bands will not be available either.
Right.
Just the ones that are 4G, LTE, and above.
Right.
Wait, how do you know if your phone does 4G? Or how do you know what your phone does? Is that...
Well, you could go look at the bands, or you could look at the top where it says which band it's on.
Yep. Mine says 4G, so... Usually.
I think mine says Wi-Fi right now.
Well, that too. Yeah.
Wi-Fi.
Actually, the other cool thing too is my phone. Actually, the last few phones I've had will support using the Wi-Fi to make the phone call because it supports voice over LTE. So it's really always a data phone now.
Yeah. So it should be easier to get a couple of S2s and S3s and turn them into MP3 players. You don't even have to worry about them getting online.
Yeah, they won't. I have to look and see, because I know that there was actually another Palm device, but it didn't actually run Palm OS or even Web OS. It was basically a smaller...
I wouldn't mind getting one of the, the Gemini PDAs?
Gemini PDA. I don't remember that one.
A little physical keyboard. Supposed to run Linux.
Yep. Now, Microsoft does actually have a phone now, the Surface phone. And it's really interesting, but I'm not for the price they want.
Oh, for the dual hardware screen?
That they have. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean... The dual screen is brilliant, actually. I like how they did the dual screen.
Yeah.
The thing I don't like is it has a mediocre camera and a mediocre otherwise hardware.
And well, it is running Android.
It is.
But which is a good thing. Samsung has also come out with the second one. Evidently, their first iteration was pretty bad along the...
Yeah, the
Fold 2 is out now. But their first iteration was pretty bad along the crease. And the second iteration is a whole lot better. But they recommend you keep a screen protector on it all the time. And the screen protector that comes with it is evidently a little...
loose.
Slick and slimy?
Yeah. Now, LG has one called the Wing. Have you seen that yet?
I have not.
He basically...
I'm interested in the fold-out screens, but the price to performance compared to what you get with one that doesn't fold out just isn't there for me. I mean, if you're already going to be paying $1,400 for the phone, you'd expect to get the top-end camera and everything else.
I would think, yeah.
But you're really not.
Now, see, the Wing is normally, you know, like a normal phone, but you can kind of rotate the screen.
Oh, the Razer.
So that, yeah, the Razer. That's a joke.
Well... it's a regular sized phone that folds down to half that size, and then, you know,
yeah,
it's
it looks
all
like
screen
the Razer,
folded.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, no.
There you go. The LG Wing. Take a look at that. That one's a kind of a funky design, and I kind of like that some of the manufacturers are starting to go different directions design-wise, because for a long time it's been the slab. But this looks interesting.
Yeah.
But the interesting is also gimmicky usually.
Yeah, I'll wait for a couple of generations of the Fold phones to come out and see what happens.
I still like my Note.
The other problem is that not many applications are optimized for it because not many people have that style of phone.
And I just realized, not here yet. It's not going to ship probably till next week or so. But the iPad I just got myself doesn't have a headphone jack. I have to use this USB-C dongle thing. It don't matter. I've got them.
Or Bluetooth.
Or Bluetooth, right. To be honest, it doesn't upset me as much to not have that because I haven't had a phone with a headphone jack in a while.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Samsung took it away too, so...
Yep. And actually, I like the AKG headphones. I mean, they own AKG now, but I like the headphones that they shipped with my Note, so...
Yeah.
And they still work, too.
And yeah, my wife likes hers. And mine.
I'll have to see if those will work on the iPad. Now, I know the dongle I bought when I still have my Pixel 2... does work with my Note, so I'm thinking it might also work with the iPad. That's the other thing too with that is I also can plug in, like I have a USB-C
hub.
Yeah, I have two of them. I have the ones I bought when I was experimenting with the Centeo Superbook. So I have two of those. The one I usually use with the Superbook actually has an Ethernet jack on it. So I'm wondering how much of that will work. Actually, not only that, but I think it also
everything
has a memory
work.
Card on it. I think it would. So
yeah,
we'll find out.
Pretty sure it will, because I've hooked one up to mine that had Ethernet, and it worked just fine. And HDMI and USB 3.0.
Well, on the iPad
and...
is what I'm thinking, though.
Oh, well, I can't tell you how well your overpriced garbage will work.
Hey, I almost bought the Samsung S8 tablet, I think it is. The new one just came out.
Tablets just aren't really where it's at these days.
Well, that the only tablets that are worth a crap are either the iPad or the Samsung ones, and that's it.
Yeah, and most of those are extremely overpriced.
Yep, they are.
I'd still rather get something a little bit older that ran Windows and then put Linux on it. Actually, there are a couple of Samsung ones that you could put Linux on. And don't you have a Surface?
I do.
Okay, so you have a tablet. Why do you need another one?
Because I want one that's lighter. The Surface is a little heavy.
Oh, the kitty's coming to visit.
Hello, kitty.
It's orange. You thought you were going to get away, didn't you? You came up here, you got caught.
Well, at least he doesn't meow.
Not all the time. Did you hear the bell?
I did.
Okay. Well, is it getting late?
Yeah.
I'm
pulling up the promos.
Now I gotta go chase the wife anyway.
Holy crap, it's hard to believe that there's like 2 weeks it's gonna be Thanksgiving.
Crap. You should go buy a turkey or something.
I might end up having to make my own turkey because the...
Oh, no!
I don't care. I like that.
You gonna grow it from scratch?
Yeah, a little late for that.
Yeah, little yet is late for that. No,
yeah, 3D exactly.
No, right now, if we get together, which I don't know.
If you get a fryer, it only takes a few minutes.
Well, if we get here, that's not happening here.
A fryer in the apartment?
No, that's not going to happen. We were going to go to my sister-in-law's, and then she since said she doesn't want to host anymore. So the thing about going to someplace like Bob Evans for Thanksgiving, and I'm like, really?
Bob Evans?
Can we, I'm like, if we do that...
Have to do it for the next 3 years until you get your own kitchen again.
It ain't going to be 3 years. There's no way. It better not be.
You got a kitchen in your apartment, right, man? You
can I got... the stove... The stove, while low end, is still brand new, so it works pretty well. So I'll probably what I want to try and do is, because I don't want to not do anything with the family, you know, even if we have to be kind of not as close as we want to be.
Watch Die Hard.
Well, that's going to happen anyway. I want to see if they want to do that. I want to see if we do it earlier in the day, and then I can just stick my turkey in the oven and let it cook while we go there. So, and then just make a small Thanksgiving, just me, Luke, and Misty, which I've done that before, and that doesn't bother me none. I will say the only thing I don't like is the kitchen's so freaking small that I gotta probably have to do things like bake the pies the day before or something like that, the night before. That way they're already done and out of the oven.
I already started making stuff for Thanksgiving, man.
Did you? Seriously?
Yeah.
What are you making, bread or something? Or
no, I made I made cream of mushroom soup for the green bean casseroles. And
You made the soup. Okay, you couldn't go out and buy a can of Campbell's.
Hell no. And then I got four bags of cranberries, Joel, that I gotta.
And the rest of us have very different definitions of, you know, cooking for Thanksgiving.
No, the pies I do. The only thing I might cheat on with the pies is the crust, because I just haven't gotten that down yet.
Oh, you're just gonna get some graham cracker crusts.
No, not great. No, I don't go that low. No, they got pretty good. I mean, what I might do is either buy either like the Pillsbury ones that you can just fold out into the pan, or maybe the even the ones that have the aluminum pans, you know. But the filling I'll make, you know, and I might make a pecan pie too. So, because I like pecan pies. The only thing I don't like.
But is you're gonna buy a pre-cooked turkey.
No, no, I'll cook that. That's not a problem.
From Bob Evans.
It's easy. No. If I had a Bob, if I want the Bob, I don't even like Bob Evans. I hate Bob Evans. They're not what they used to be. But so I probably do that, and I make my stuffing out of fresh bread. I don't buy those stupid crumbs, or the stovetop. I don't do that.
No, we stuff ours with peas.
What I usually do is I'll make a loaf of just plain white bread, and then I have a recipe, kind of a made-up recipe. I don't really have a recipe. I just start with the white bread recipe, but then I'll throw in like sage and some thyme and stuffing-style spices and bake it into the bread. So then I'll tear both of those up, and then really the rest of the stuffing is just some onion and butter, maybe a little salt and pepper, maybe. And that's it. And I stuff the bird. I don't care what anybody says. That's the way to do it. Yeah, you know, some people say, well, stuffing the bird's not safe, but stuffing the bird is what makes the stuffing taste good, too.
But, I don't stuff a bird because I dismember it and smoke the pieces.
Do you spatchcock it?
No, I actually, because things cook at different rates, so
yeah,
I actually break it all down and do it that way.
So I'll do that, and I'll do some potatoes, mashed. I might, and this is only because I usually have a rough time getting enough drippings off some turkeys to make gravy, so I might just buy some of the jarred Heinz gravy. Which is good. It's good. It's not bad. I mean, so I do cut some corners here and there, but the corners I cut usually are about the same ones my mom would, so that's fine. I'm satisfied with that. You know, like, mom would do that too. She'd buy the jar of gravy too, because just like, there's never enough gravy, you know, if you make it on your own, in my opinion. But then sweet potatoes, I'm mixed on whether I want to do like a sweet potato casserole with stuff on the top, or the old throw the friggin' marshmallows on top of them, you know. I'm not usually a fan of the sweet potatoes with the marshmallows on the top.
Can't have sweet potatoes. No.
Yep, or even just bake a couple in the oven too. Baked sweet potatoes are delicious. So, but I might not do things like some of the things my wife likes me to make. Like, she'll like, it's her family that would do this, but they'd have noodles.
All right,
at Thanksgiving too.
I'll talk to y'all.
So.
Yeah, we got to wrap this up.
Yeah, so. We'll wrap it up. We got plenty of time to talk about Thanksgiving
yeah.
Vittles.
All right, 2 weeks.
Here's the promos. Thanks a lot. We'll see you in a week. Take it away.
Oh my God! It's Hacker
Public Radio. Hacker Public Radio is a daily podcast by the hacker community for the hacker community. If you're interested in technology, creative thinking, hacking, Linux, or any kind of computer, that kind of stuff, you should listen to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.com.
Hello. My name is Matt, and I've started a new podcast called LibreQuest. I talk about Linux and general technical topics. To get the show, visit LibreQuest.org.
So we can paint anything we want?
Anything at all.
How about if I paint you a fine ass? Yeah, with my tongue brush. Shut up. Just shut up.
Daddy has a gun!
It's over.
While you were making egg foo young in the kitchen, I was in the dining room having sushi.
Yeah.
I might have to make a pecan pie this year. It's been a while since I had one.
I love pecan pie.
Oh, that's only... And I make it with... if you want to know the recipe I use, just look up Dear Abby's. That's the one I use.
Abigail, what's her name?
Yep. The column in the newspaper, yeah. Hers is the one I use. Now, I think if you actually followed her directions, she would pour the goop in and then throw the pecans on top. Now, me, when I make it, I just throw the pecans into the goop and then mix it together and then pour that into the shell. That's better because then you get pecans in every bite. Might not look as pretty, but sure as heck tastes good. And so you're a fresh cranberry sauce kind of family.
Yeah, I have four bags that I managed to pick up this week, so I gotta make the sauce tomorrow and then can it.
I may there's some good. I'm one of the few that likes it in my house, so I'll probably just buy some pre-made stuff just because. I don't know if I like the can shaped one or not. Sometimes the can shaped one is nice because what I like to do with leftovers is like take that can shaped one, take a knife and just spread it on the bread and then throw the turkey on top of that, you know, which is good. And I like both the can shaped and the one with the real cranberries, and that's I'll probably get one with real cranberries because I like the real cranberries. But
I gotta pick up a replacement turkey because I have a turkey in the freezer. I want to pull that one out and pick up a new one, and then two or three months from now, I have turkey again. It's always
turkey.
Always have turkey available.
Christmas, we have ham.
I'll probably get a prime rib.
Spiral cut. Although they've had the crown roasts at Sam's Club lately. I've been thinking about getting one of those.
There you go. All right, I got to stop the recording. Say goodnight.
Stop the recording. Goodnight.
That's not very common.
And here I'm trying to watch videos on the Apple M1 based laptops. Which I find very interesting. We'll talk about that tonight. The first Apple silicon-based laptops. AKA ARM laptops.
What's going on here? Why is this echoing?
I don't know. Not echoing now.
Ooh. Holy moly, 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 moly.
Hey, Pat.
Ay, ay, ay.
Go figure, my microphone base broke. What a pain in the ass.
Smooth move, X-Lax.
I know, I got another one. But it was weird shoehorning this thing in there. YouTube's down, my microphone base broke.
Makes me glad I didn't go with YouTube TV because it's affecting that too.
Well, you're doing a show now. You wouldn't be watching YouTube TV, right?
No. My wife was... I'm wondering if it affected Fubo as well, because a little earlier, wife had an issue where... well, actually, I don't know. Not Fubo, but... Roku. The Roku box said it couldn't get to the internet. And I just kind of fiddled with the control for a little bit, and I got it working, but... I almost repeated my router, but I thought, let me check, because it's rare that YouTube goes down. Very, very rare. Plus, another thing from Google today that we'll talk about on the show too, about the Google Photos. So, because free storage isn't free forever.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I heard about things about that. I don't know the complete thing about.
I already pay for it anyway. Pay for some storage on Google anyway, so it's like it doesn't bother me any.
Let's see here.
And then I got some stuff coming from, ironically coming from Google, because I'm a Google YouTube Premium and subscriber that we'll talk about too. Because everybody can get it who's a YouTube Premium subscriber.
Oh, Stadia.
That's right. I got a free Stadia and Chromecast Ultra coming. Yes, sir. I'm not hopeful that Stadia will actually work at all on 50 megabit down. We'll find out. Now see, in the app, I get everything but the videos, but if you go to the main web page in a browser, I get the title bar and basically, you know, everything on the left is usually on the browser, and then where the videos would show up, nothing. So much for the cloud, huh?
It'll be back. Read a book.
Actually, I have a book I need to read, too. The whole church board's reading a book. I actually read almost through one chapter already.
What's the book?
It's called I Stand by the Door. It's on evangelism.
Oh. Now, do you have an actual book, or do you have it in electronic copy?
A book. I almost wish I had it in audio.
Do they have an audio version of it?
You know what? That's a really good question. I ought to scan the back of it and see if I can find
it. Does it have a QR code on the back?
Yeah, just a barcode with ISBN.
No, I never thought about scanning a barcode on a book. So I have a book around here. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I can't scan this book. Oh, I mean, I can scan it, but this book doesn't even have a barcode on it. It's so old. Dun, 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 dun. Is there nothing?
You know, the only thing I find on it, I just searched for it directly, and the only thing I found on it was the paperback, which is what I got. At least I didn't have to buy it. Church bought it. They want us to read it because we're trying to do a kind of a more of an evangelism push and trying to serve the poor and all that jazz, you know, things you're supposed to do to evangelize.
I suspect it's probably a small publisher who may not have the facilities or the connections set up to do electronic. And that seems
likely. It says see the publisher. I actually see all inquiries go to our evangelist person that's at our church with his address in Circleville. And it says the publisher's for Worthwhile Books. That's the publisher. And it's copyrighted by David Dean, he's at our church. Kind of our head evangelist. Good man, too.
Wait, what's the book called?
I Stand by the Door: Reflections About the Work of Evangelism. I had five guys for dinner tonight.
All five of them?
No. I did get my burger didn't include the bun. That's an option they give you.
Okay, so yeah.
No
the only,
bun.
The only thing I see on Amazon is the paperback. I don't see anything in electronic format.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of surprised it's on Amazon, seeing what I saw on the front cover. So it's very possible that it's just a publication by my denomination.
Is that Robert Klein is your pastor?
No, in the front cover it says the copyrights held by the guy who is my pastor, one of our pastors. And I think Robert Klein was some evangelist within our denomination, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, it's independently published, so.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, it's very small run. The book's not that big, though. It's not that hard. It's wordy, though. Ooh, is it wordy?
You know what you do? You talk to, you say to your, say to your pastor who owns a copyright. If you give him the text version, you can convert it into various different formats.
Yeah.
There we go.
I'd even like it better if it was on Kindle, then I can read it off my iPad or my Kindle. I do have one Kindle that still works, but I, if I were to be honest, there's a like one solid pixel on it, so I must have bumped the screen or something.
Oh, that sucks.
It's an e-ink one, so I mean, it's not very noticeable, but I know it's one of those, you know, like if I showed it to you, you probably would have to look for it, but I notice it every single time.
Hmm.
Ooh, Linux admin / DevOps engineer here in Columbus. I doubt they'd pay what I get paid. And it says definitely not industry, mechanical or industrial engineering. So it's like a DevOps Linux / DevOps engineer for a company in the mechanical or an industrial engineering area. So their focus is in IT, which means they're not going to pay that much.
You never know. What am I doing?
It says, we love Python, C++, TensorFlow, Docker, Kubernetes. etc. We'll talk a little bit about Apple's new hardware too today. Not their normal laptops, but their new ones.
Yeah, I know. You were saying.
They're very interesting. 20-hour battery life, they say.
Whoa. Let's see. All right. Are we, keep forgetting what the show number is. I think it's 880, isn't it? 880.
I don't know.
All right. I guess we'll kick this show off.